Hello, friend.
I'm so glad that you've tuned in today. Hello, friend. How are you? I'm glad you're here today. We've got a lot to discuss. There's something really cool that's new in the studio today. We'll find another winner for our autographed book. Yes, this can be yours. Glenn Beck's Arguing with Socialists. All you have to do is find out what is new. Some historic item is somewhere in the background of my studio today. Stu, we've got quite a show.
There's a lot going on right now.
I think we're going to start with the Democrats in Congress because it's just good fun eating there.
Just you're talking about their accomplishments and Mike, all the things they're doing for the country. Is that basically your take? Because I mean, that's the only thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they're fantastic. So we have some of that coming up. Also, some police blotter news, where we look at the hard news, the things that our police forces have decided to do, including ticketing a 95-year-old couple for sitting in chairs on the beach that they brought themselves. They said that seemed to be more like a permanent structure and told them that they had to sit on the ground in the sand. Yes, hard-hitting police blotter news coming up.
Of entertainment and enlightenment.
Hello, America, and welcome to what day is it, Stu? Quick, what day is it?
Wednesday, I think.
Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday. Like we know, it's May 1st, April 30th. I don't know what day it is, but we're glad you're here. You're not alone. And, well, you are alone. If you believe in common sense, if the world makes you feel like you're an alien, then you're not alone. If you understand what's going on in the world and feel like totally comfortable and everything's on track, wow, this ain't the show for you. Well, we've got a great show for all the other people in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, you got enough on your plate right now to worry about without having to consider whether or not somebody is trying to steal your identity. It's like somebody trying to pickpocket you in the middle of a tornado. You're like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Don't you think we should maybe, get into a shelter before you pick my pocket? Truth is, cyber criminals are out there. They're probably always going to be. They're always quarantined. They're always sitting either in their basement, in their underpants trying to steal people's identity, or maybe in, the Kremlin or one of the big tall buildings in Beijing. But that's a different story. This is why you need LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats and works with you to resolve them if and when they do happen. When you install LifeLock on your devices, you're installing peace of mind. So don't wait. Get LifeLock today. Nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock sees the threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Beck, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or head to lifelock.com. Use the promo code Beck. 25% off your subscription now at lifelock.com. Yes. Hello, America. Election 2020. There's a lot going on in the political world today. And we want to go right to Washington, where the Democrats are in open rebellion. They don't apparently think that their job is essential, which I tend, Stu, I tend to agree with them. Maybe it's just me, but I don't mind if they don't come back to work. Stop passing bills that you haven't read and nobody's voting on. But I don't mind if you don't come to work.
Yeah, the problem with this seems like they just keep passing bills, but then not debating them or voting.
Right,
they're just passing them by unanimous consent. Right. So I don't know that this is better at this point.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. It'd be like the Glenn Beck Program. I don't show up and, I've got some criminal in charge who's just spewing, communist nonsense on the radio every day. And I'm like, yep, well, I can't go into work. And looks good to me. Looks good to me. So they have now decided that they are not coming into work because It's too dangerous. Now, it's too dangerous because there are many elderly members of the House Democratic Caucus. Oh. Well, I understand that, but I don't think we should pay you for sitting at home eating ice cream. Unless you will sit at home eating ice cream and do nothing else. You can't have it halfway. I'll pay you double to stay home and do nothing but eat ice cream. But you can't have it both ways. And so they're not coming in.
It does seem like they should be able to pass something that allows them in the year 2020 to vote via some sort of...
Are you kidding me?
It's like, can you call in?
Do you know how many millennials it would take for Congress? They'd constantly be like, now wait, I push this button? I don't understand how to work this Zoom machine.
This is putting Americans back to work. We could create thousands of new jobs for each congressperson.
Yeah, maybe that would be. Yeah, maybe that's how we get the economy back on. We just, no, because it's not like having your grandparents sign on to Zoom. It's like having your great grandparents who has just gotten used to like a car. I'm still in those aeroplanes and those automobiles.
Right.
You can now have a telephone. How does the those cords in your car phones must be enormous.
I would assume most congressmen can at least figure out how to dial a phone, though. I mean, all we need to do is confirm it's the right person on the line. So you could send a person from the opposite party to go down there, both a Republican and a Democrat, to be with in the room with the person while they're making the vote, so we can confirm it's the right person. We can have the millennials point the cameras at them. I know there are some actual constitutional concerns with it, in that, you know, because the founders wrote pretty clearly that you had to be there in person to vote. So that
really,
made, yeah.
Really, wait. We're all of a sudden caring what the founder said about having to be there to vote when they're passing votes without anyone being
right
there
and lying about the quorum. That's also constitutional.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
totally. I mean, ridiculous. But like in theory, yeah. Right. If they were to, they couldn't just pass that, or at least it could be challenged. And maybe it would be overturned, but still, like, doesn't this just make sense? I understand there's concerns about it and everything else, but I would much rather them never meet and just stay at home and have to deal with their constituents all the time for when they do really annoying things.
Oh, I would too. And, I don't think there's any reason anymore to have Congress meet together in Washington. I mean, that's where the muscle is applied. That's where deals are made.
How do you lobby
the scenes?
How do you come up with an efficient lobbying outfit if you are spread across to hundreds of different districts across the country? It at least makes
it's
it
fantastic.
Much more difficult.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. Just fantastic. They should absolutely do that. Now, Donald Trump said the Democrats are just having too much time. He's like, you know, I've seen them at home eating ice cream. I think they're just having a good time. I actually think that it is they don't want to come back together because they don't want to talk about Joe Biden. They don't want things to go back to normal because they're going to have to respond to, you know, I'm just having economic intercourse. Around the world. Can we play that clip from Joe Biden the other day?
I would get much more engaged in the world. We can't step back. If, in fact, for example, we solve the problem in the United States of America and you don't solve it in other parts of the world, you know what's going to happen. You're going to have travel bans. You're going to not be able to have economic intercourse around the world. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Look, when America goes alone, when America is first, it's America alone.
I got a travel ban on me, Angela, but I got to sniff your hair. Just let me sniff your hair a bit. Oh, come on, Vladimir. Come on. If you were a Transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine. I mean, those would be Joe Biden pickup lines, wouldn't they? It would have to be something very, very awkward. President Z, don't drop that antibacterial soap. Oh, yeah, we've got a trade deficit. Because you own my heart. Ick. I think they do. I think he actually did mean, you know, people said he didn't mean, you know, trade deficit or a trade. What was it? Economic intercourse. He's been having economic intercourse for a long time. We're the ones getting screwed every time, but he's doing it. I think he actually meant that. Now, when he was listening to Hillary Clinton endorse him, apparently he fell asleep. And my favorite response to this comes from Jason Howerton, who said, Joe Biden falls asleep as Hillary Clinton speaks, instantly becomes more relatable to Americans. In case you missed it, here it is.
By women in our country has been classified as essential.
Dead asleep. Look
so
at him.
This
Dead
is
asleep.
An issue that affects all of us, young and old.
I mean, why would they keep the camera on him? He's dead asleep.
It does look like
you know
that.
Jill, his lovely wife.
He's not actually admitting what? This, though. He's saying what? He was looking down. What's his
just,
excuse?
No, he's here? Just. No, he was. Well, he was so disgusted by the rape enabler that he didn't even want to look at her. I have no idea. I mean, what, he was resting his eyes?
Well, he was looking down. You can't really see his eyes. They look like they're closed. And he's not moving. He is not moving his head around. He doesn't seem like he's reading anything. It's hard to understand what else he could be doing. Does he jar himself awake? Like, at some point, is he just like, you know, oh gosh, I'm on television.
who am I? Where am I? What?
And there's a ferret on my arm.
Yeah. How would you know the difference between him then being asleep in this and waking up and his usual rants? I mean, how weird would it be to hear him say, there's a ferret on my arm? I think he could say that in a regular speech.
Oh,
wide
yeah.
awake.
Mm-hmm. I think he might title one of his speeches that way.
There's a ferret on my arm. There was one story out where the press said, looks like Donald Trump fell asleep while he was meeting with all the governors. Well, yeah, the president, I don't even know if that's true or not, but the president has been a little busy lately. Joe Biden's in his rec room. There's nothing to do but sleep all day. The president, you know, been a little tied up with this coronavirus thing, but maybe that's just me. Warren and Ocasio-Cortez are demanding the halt of corporate mergers now during the pandemic to protect workers. Oh, okay. This is the kind of stuff that we have to pay attention to, because they are going for a fundamental transformation of the economy. In fact, next hour I have something. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. We're going to go into this a little deeper, but the head of the UN just suggested that we use the pandemic, and I'm quoting, to rebuild our world for the better. Ooh, that hasn't been said at any spooky times before. Rebuild our world for the better. Who would have seen that one coming? And that's all the Democrats are doing. The Democrats right now are just trying to take advantage of it. And I'm kind of pissed off that we don't. I mean, it's like the thing with Congress. Have them work at home. Why? Well, we don't do it that way. Well, let's remake the world for the better. Why aren't we going in and charging forward with some fundamental transformational things that would be good for the Republic? Not having them meet in Washington, D.C. all the time would be great for the Republic. It would be bad for all of the people that want to do backroom deals. What do you think they're actually going to whisper in the hall and tell you, don't vote for this, I don't do this for you. Hey, look, I know what's going on. You think that those Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, even what's his name, Turtlehead, Mitch McConnell, those conversations happen all the time. They're not going to happen on Zoom. They're not going to happen on the phone.
No,
I don't think there's any reason for them to get together.
The other thing, they'll be as terrified as we are of being spied on, and these videos coming out. They're going to have to deal with all the same crap we're dealing with, and all of the same. You know, they've been passing these bills to spy on Americans this entire time. Now they'd be vulnerable to them. That would be entertaining. And you're right. Like, you're going to do a lot less of that if you have to deal with this over a long period. I mean, you just don't do it. We're all dealing with this right now if you're working at home. I mean, it changes the dynamics of the way, of the conversations you have. Sometimes it's not a good thing for an office. But for these guys, Let them be disconnected. Let them not have their little backroom deals. Let them hear constantly from people walking up to them as they go to their car and saying, hey, you're not going to vote this way, are you? Let their constituents influence them instead of these other congresspeople and lobbyists.
I'd like to make a Glenn Beck prediction. I think that there is going to be a real problem with these big business spaces, big buildings with, you know, all the people that are working together in these big business spaces. I think technology is really close to being able to not have to use any of that. I mean, when 5G is available everywhere and the speeds are fast, there is no reason. You could be working with a team with everybody up on your screen. I mean, I meet with probably, what is it, Stu? 8 people, 10 people every morning before the show, mm-hmm. all virtually. It's great. I mean, I think there is some changes coming, and I don't know why we're not doing that now with Congress. We should be changing things. By the way, they want to change the election and be able to have a vote by mail. We cannot do that. Congress cannot do that. Constitutionally, the states have to do that. The states control the election. Now, 6 in 10 would delay the 2020 election if the virus worsens, according to the latest Zogby poll. 6 in 10. Now, they're saying that Donald Trump is going to delay it. He's a dictator. He's going to delay it. Remember when people on our side said that about Barack Obama? Not me, by the way. Remember when they said, oh, that's conspiracy theory. That's just crazy. Yes. And it's crazy now. It's crazy now because Donald Trump doesn't have the constitutional authority to delay the election. It's in violation of the Constitution. The president cannot do it. Only Congress can delay an election. So, you know, if you're looking for somebody to blame on the election going haywire, it would be, dare I say it, Congress.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
All right. Right now is the time to not only take stock of your physical health, but your financial health as well. Let me ask you something you might not have been thinking about. You definitely need to. What is the debt load on you right now? What's your mortgage rate? Do you have credit card debt? If so, what does that look like? What is the rate that you are paying for your credit card? Boy, I saw some stats today on credit cards. Holy cow. America, before the pandemic, was just charging our way into the future. And I mean with a charge card. I remember clearly when I was a kid, my folks, before I really have memories, my folks charged their way into a new, bold future. And I just remember that they cut the credit cards up and threw them in the fire and had the family sit around as they did it. And they preached to us about how bad credit cards were. I think we're all going to be, well, not the federal government, but we're all going to be doing that soon. It's really bad. Here's what I want you to do. If you have 10 minutes today, and don't tell me you don't have 10 minutes. If you have 10 minutes today, call the mortgage consultants at American Financing. You're going to discover solutions there, not problems. You can refinance your mortgage. If your mortgage is over 4%, get on the phone today. Start saving money today. Then the other thing is your credit cards. Roll them into a consolidation loan. American Financing, not one of the big banks. They protect you from the big banks. American Financing, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or go to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. We pause for 10 seconds. Station ID. We're working on a lot of great shows on Blaze TV for our Wednesday night specials. I think you're really going to love. One of them, we're going to get into the UFOs. Because I just think we need a break from all this stuff. And I'm fascinated by what's happening with the UFOs. We'll talk about that coming up. We also have a Tara Reid special coming up, I think, next week. A special on tech and the merger between the government and high tech. That is also coming up in the next few weeks. Today, we're going to do something different on our Wednesday night special. It's an hour with Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, millions of people have been locked out of the unemployment system. millions of Americans still have not gotten their unemployment check from the state. And I, it drives me crazy when you see things like this. There's nowhere to turn. You know, Cuomo just lectures the people. Well, and, you know, get a essential job. Well, wait a minute. Well, we're going to have that money to you. Won't lose a dime. It'll get there. Well, I've got to pay the bills now. And there's nowhere to run because it's the state. It's the government who's going to say something about it. And yet people still think, oh, we should give all this power to the government. Are you crazy? Already millions of Americans are not getting their unemployment checks. They can't even get through. It's been 3 weeks. They still can't get through. Well, there's a new future on the horizon. And I think it's time that we start looking at a new future. We start designing a world that we want to live in. Why are we letting the UN and these crazy people up at the top decide everything that we and our children are going to do and be in the future? Mike Rowe is somebody who, you know, has done dirty jobs his whole life. And we're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about colleges. We're going to talk about essential jobs. I can't wait to talk to him a little bit about Congress not showing up for work and the plight of the American worker. Tonight, you're going to love it, especially if you've been locked in. And man, I really feel sorry for people who are either, I don't know who I feel sorry for more, people who are locked in an apartment that are absolutely alone and don't, you know, haven't done anything, or you're locked in an apartment or a house with a roommate or a spouse that you despise. I don't know which one is worse. I think the second one is worse. But check out Mike Rowe and Glenn Beck tonight on Blaze TV. Hang out with some friends. Tell them to go pound sand, or, you know, tell the softball that, I mean, it's okay. I don't know if you've turned into Tom Hanks yet and you have Wilson you're talking to yet, but man, wouldn't you hate that, being alone the whole time?
I would hate that. However, I live in Texas. So yesterday I made restaurant reservations for this weekend.
Shut up.
Hearing that, America?
Yeah. Shut up.
I am going to it's basically an extreme sport. I'm death defying action here. I will
It's a suicidal act. You're going to kill all of us, Stu. It's people like you that just want all of us dead.
That's me.
Good for you. What restaurant are you going to?
A couple of them.
What restaurant?
This weekend. I don't know. No one's
Taco
going
Bell.
To know.
Is Taco Bell local, Taco Bell, local yeah. restaurant? Is it Taco Bell?
Outdoor yeah. dining at Taco
Support
Bell.
Support your local. All right. Let me tell you about Blinds.com. There are things that, you know, I'm surprised so many people have said, why are you so sunburned? Why are you not so, you know, just pink? You're more lobster red. And I'm like, because I'm working, man. I'm working outside. I think this is not the great American shutdown. I think this is the great American house cleaning, you know, landscaping. I think everybody is at Home Depot. You're either buying paint or you're buying flowers. One of the two, man. So the people are, you know, unless you're going to a crack dealer because you're in a house with somebody you hate. Anyway, Blinds.com is also something else where you don't have to leave the house and go into the risky outdoors. Blinds.com will actually change the way your house looks in an easy and inexpensive way. You just shop for the quality blind shades, interior shutters from your home, online ordering, free shipping. They send everything in advance, guaranteed satisfaction. Blinds.com. See their amazing selection now. Start your free online design consultation. Rules and restrictions apply. It's Blinds.com, promo code Beck.
Join Glenn Beck on his show tonight, blazetv.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn for $30 off.
Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. This is the city. Yes. Looking over the police blotter, our police are active all across this country where crime and mayhem taking root. 93-year-old couple found themselves at the other end of the law. 93-year-old couple sitting on folding chairs that they had brought to a beach in California. Had justice to deal with. The policies implemented by the state had to be held up, of course. A policeman approached them and said, "You got to get off the chairs and sit on the ground if you want to remain where you are." Now, they were far away from anybody. They were social. I mean, they were together, the two of them, but that wasn't the problem. The policeman said the folding chairs indicated the couple were creating a permanent place as opposed to the temporary nature of just sitting on the sand itself. The governor reminded Californians, "The virus doesn't take weekends off. This virus doesn't go home because it's beautiful and sunny along our coast." Actually, it does. I mean, I think the virus does go home with the sun and the sunshine. But, I mean, I'm not a doctor. Oh, I am a doctor, so I can say that. The next story, we go to a fire marshal. The president of a Houston restaurant said the fire marshal has threatened the general manager with jail after he refused to order police to leave an outdoor area adjacent to the restaurant where the officers were eating. The restaurant is called the Buffalo Grill. Have you ever heard of it? Pat, you're from Houston.
No.
Okay.
It's perhaps new since I haven't been there in, 12 years?
They've opened up new restaurants in the last 12 years?
Yeah, they might have opened something new since I've been there, yeah.
Buffalo Grill has been feeding for... Now, listen to this, okay? They're threatening the general manager with going to jail. Now, listen to this. Buffalo Grill has been feeding first responders for free since April 1st and will continue doing so through Saturday due to an anonymous donation it received. On Monday, a Houston firefighter came to the restaurant to get his free meal and told the general manager that a group of Houston police officers eating outside at a table needed to leave right away. The general manager didn't feel comfortable telling the police to leave, so the fire department member asked the officers to leave instead. About 15 minutes later, another set of police officers were there eating their free meal. That's when the fire marshal was called. He came and asked them to leave and wrote the restaurant a notice of violation. The restaurant said, "We were a little taken aback and surprised, but we'll do what they want, I guess." The fire marshal threatened the Buffalo Grill general manager with jail if it happens again. Holy mother of everything that is holy. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine being in that restaurant? We're feeding you people for free. As the general manager is like, we're feeding you for free. And the fire marshal, we're going to put you in jail. We're going to have to put you in jail. Hey, I'd like another one of those, please. German police were hot on the trail. You know the Germans have to be able to outdo us. I mean, if they get draconian, you know the Germans have to be much better at it than us. German police went underground to uncover two makeshift hairdressing salons Saturday. Police officers arrived at the salons, carefully installed in the cellars of two private houses. People apparently were, quote, having their hair done. German police said the salons were professionally equipped. Police have opened up investigations for non-compliance for these hairdressers with the lockdown measures. Of course, in Germany, you're not allowed to leave your home without a valid reason.
Here's the amazing thing. We've done that here in the United States as well. They're not more draconian in Germany than we are. They just did an undercover sting on hairdressers in Southern California who also just started doing hair because they were licensed hairdressers. So they started doing hair in their basements. two police officers went undercover, made appointments clandestinely, and then arrested them when they started cutting their hair.
Finally.
They just did this in Laredo, Texas.
Yes.
Laredo, Texas.
Yes.
I mean, they did a sting operation.
It's unreal.
Good heavens. Can we get some real criminals back into the news, please?
I love how, you know, we get criticized whenever we advocate for, you know, illegal immigrants who are working here. And when we go and we, you know, deport them or arrest them or whatever we need to do because they're violating all sorts of the laws that way. But when an American citizen decides they want to cut hair, even though they're licensed, we're going to go after and do an actual sting on them. I mean, that is that is a hell of a thought process.
And they're doing a job that illegal aliens apparently just won't do, man wearing a gorilla costume allegedly terrified a six-year-old girl when he mistakenly entered the wrong home in Tennessee. Richard Mutzik, 31, waltzed into the back door of a residence while donning a gorilla outfit at about 2 in the afternoon on Sunday. He was confronted by a man in the backyard shortly after, according to police. When confronted by the man, Mutzik darted away in full gorilla gear, but was located nearby by officers because he hadn't taken the gorilla costume off yet. He was cuffed, and he told the cops he thought he was at someone else's home, but they have arrested him and charged him with aggravated burglary. In Riverside, California, they have decided to open up the pools. They're going to open up the pools now at apartment complexes and homeowners association, hotels, motels, country clubs. As long as you follow the carefully crafted rule of one person in the pool at a time.
That sounds like fun.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
I mean, let's go. Let's go have some fun in the pool.
Did they not,
my turn now.
Did they not hear the information, though, from Dr. Phil last week where 360,000 people die in pools every year?
Really?
Yes, 360,000 a year.
Seems a bit high.
It is a bit high.
How did he come on the air and say that?
How did
he not know?
I don't know.
Math is hard. You saw this with the people who are, remember the CNN show when they were talking about Michael Bloomberg, that he could have given everybody in America $1 million? And it's like, look, these commas and zeros are difficult. they're not the mastery of them.
Money doesn't have meaning anymore.
That's true.
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Remember when $1 million could actually buy something? Mesa Police Department, the Homicide Division, now is investigating the death of the guy that supposedly drank the fish tank cleaner because of Donald Trump. Remember that story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently now they are thinking that she did murder her husband. It's pretty hard to get away with. She had said that she wanted a divorce. She had said all kinds of stuff about him beforehand. And then, oops, we both took fish tank cleaner and we didn't know. I didn't drink it, but he did. I gave it to him and he did. That's a bad murderer. You know, that's somebody who's never watched even Murder, She Wrote, you know?
Yeah. She did try to blame Trump, too. She did say that she got the idea from listening to Donald Trump.
Right, and that we should. The lesson, I think, to learn from this is how instantly the media bought the story, ran with it, and never looked into it.
And
it
blamed Trump.
It didn't matter. Yeah. She blamed Trump, and that helped our storyline. So, therefore, we'll just continue with this and not ask any questions over what is an obviously ridiculous story.
I mean, everybody involved said he didn't kill himself. He didn't kill himself, and he was way too smart. He was like some, you know, science guy, or I don't remember. He was not a dummy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, an engineer. He was no dummy. And, you know, to say, oh, let me get a big glass of fish tank cleaner. Has the press even really corrected that? Because now they're onto the news story with the two dummies that drank Lysol over the weekend. Did you hear that?
No.
That's also his fault.
I don't know how you can blame the president of the United States. Can he say anything then?
You can't.
You could, like, if he says there's danger, then, you know, who knows how people would react? You can't blame a person for saying something if someone else does something completely ridiculous. You know, if he said you guys should go out and drink Lysol right now, the amount of people that should drink Lysol is zero. That I don't know if anyone understands this.
That's correct.
No, no, correct. No, no. If I may bring Darwin up, the exact number of people that should drink Lysol, if he says that, is the exact number of stupid morons that maybe life should have weeded out earlier, but it didn't because we put stupid stickers on lawnmowers. Don't put hand at blade while turning.
Now that I love that the police are doing this. They're actually they got the interview that the Washington Free Beacon did with the wife as like evidence in the investigation. Like, this is like the way that this develops is so bizarre. But again, like, why? No, I like the Washington Free Beacon. They do a lot of really good work. But, like, they're not the size of the operation of the New York Times, right? Like, why does it fall to The Intercept to look through CNN's archives to come up with the mom of Joe Biden's accuser calling into Larry King Live? Why is it? Why? That's insanity. Well,
CNN, they've got an enormous amount of work to do. They've got a lot of work. I mean, you can't expect them to know what was on their own network and just type into their own system, you know, what is it, Octopus or whatever it is, to type in there, Larry King call that said this. I mean, you're not going to find those transcripts easily there at CNN World Headquarters. That's a lot to ask. Finally, Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies have arrested a 38-year-old Richard Hamilton and charged him with making a false bomb threat. According to the arrest report, deputies investigating the call said that there was no bomb. Hamilton told deputies that he had lost his phone after they investigated and said, can we see your phone and what you've been doing? According to the arrest report, they searched the area and his car. Deputies say that when the heat started to really come down on him, he admitted that there was no and that he only made the call because he was having a bad day and wanted to get out of work. Now, I didn't know that would work. Hang on just a second. Yes, you're on.
Hi, Glenn.
Who's this?
It's Stu.
Hey, Stu.
There's a bomb threat going on right now at work.
Thank you. So, All right.
I'm gonna have to get out of here just for safety.
Pat Gray, stay with us for a second because Pat's got a new business that he and his wife have just started that you have to hear about. It's coming up in just a second. The moment I start talking about severe and frequent pain, your ears perk up. Okay, if you have it, you're like, yeah. You've been listening to me to just blab about this now for 2 years. Why haven't you called if you're in pain? Why haven't you called? Are you like me? You were stubborn. By the way, I have to tell you, my wife, do not tell her I said this, but my wife was right again. I got so desperate. I ate one of her bars, these protein bars. And she's been saying, you like them. You can eat them. And I just was desperate in the middle of the night. So I ate one. They're like candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
What are these?
Built bars?
Built bar.
Yeah. These are my wife's passion.
They're like candy bars.
Mm. Yes.
I know.
And they're good for you?
She's been selling. They're good for you. Huh. They're 100 and this one's 110 calories. And this one is chocolate coconut. And I swear to you, Pat, it's like eating a Mounds bar.
Wow.
I was shocked.
Yes.
I was absolutely shocked.
My wife will kill me if you don't use the code Lisa when you order and save money. Okay. I need to stay married.
All right, so here's the thing. Relief Factor. Please try it. Listen to my wife if you don't listen to me. It's not a drug. It'll help reduce inflation. Kick pain out of your life. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84. It's ReliefFactor.com.
Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Glenn TV. Politicians have decided who is essential and who is not, leaving millions of Americans out of work.
You want to go to work? Go take the job as an essential worker.
Glenn Beck goes one-on-one with Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe, who says all jobs are essential.
With regard to an economy, I don't think there's any such thing as a non-essential worker.
Glenn and Mike take on the out-of-touch elitist tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern at blazetv.com/Glenn.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So we go to Pat Gray, who is now quickly becoming known as the Cookie King. His wife, she is fantastic.
Thank you.
It is
my wife. Yeah.
She's like the perfect wife who's beautiful and lovely and super intelligent. And you just stand around her and you're like, I'm ugly and stupid. And
yes.
Anyway, so she's a great cook I'm a baker's son, so I know good cookies. Oh, she makes great cookies.
They're amazing.
Well, she's been wanting to start her own cookie thing. And so, Pat and his wife, it's taken them a year to put it together. And now they are, they're the Cookie King and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can order them online.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. How do you do that?
Scrumptious Cookie. .com.
Nobody can spell scrumptious.
Scrumptious. scrumptious. That's a good point. Scrumptious is hard.
Scrumptious cookies. That's a hard word. See, that came from your wife. She's smarter than everybody else.
Can I ask a question, Pat, about these cookies?
Getmecookies.com is what it should be.
Did you do the write-ups for these cookies?
Yeah.
One of the cookies for the M&M cookie says only a communist wouldn't like them. I don't know what that...
That's Pat.
You might say I had something to do with the
write-ups. Scrumptious cookies. Yes. Well, they're cookies that are delicious and only for smart people. Scrumptiouscookies.com. Made by Pat and his wife. Pat has nothing to do with them.
Absolutely nothing.
Except eat them.
And describe them.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
The one person in your life that has always been in your corner is your mom. From guiding you through the mishaps of life to offering real-world advice and a shoulder to lean on, moms made the ultimate investment in you. So this Mother's Day, celebrate her with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order early at 1-800-Flowers, you can get 24 multicolored roses for 20% off the original price, and it's a great way to make every mom feel loved when it matters the most. It's 1-800-Flowers. They're committed to safety for their team members and your family, so all of the deliveries this year are contactless. So you have to pick an early delivery date to make sure that your bouquet will arrive in time to make Mom's Day special. Don't put it off. This year, do it now. Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day. It's 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 24 multicolored roses for $39.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter the code Beck. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Beck. I'm just reading this great exclusive from Blaze, The Case Against Ilhan Omar, Part 1. It just came out. Part 2 is coming out. We have the author of it, David Steinberg, on. He's got some pretty... he has some pretty amazing things to say. We'll talk to him about that coming up in just a second. Our spotlight sponsor is Hustler. Man, the best lawnmower you will ever drive. Yes. If you have, I don't know, an acre of grass you have to cut, I'm going to save so much time on your Saturday. You will have this thing done this fast. Hustler has 5.5 decades of experience building zero-turn lawnmowers, and they built the big industrial lawnmowers. Now they're making lawnmowers for the average person, and they've taken all of that research, all that technology, all the stuff that they developed, and have put it now into your lawnmower. This is the last lawnmower you're ever going to have to buy. The smooth track steering system. I mean, it is. My grandfather drove his tractor to a Denny's when we took his license away. I'm going to be going to, you know, have a cup of coffee or whatever on a Hustler Turf when I'm 80. And it'll be the one that I have now. Hustler Turf. Contact your local dealer. Find out about them. If you're looking for a lawnmower, this is the best. HustlerTurf.com. HustlerTurf.com. Use the radio offer, Glenn.
entertainment and enlightenment.
Hello, America, and welcome to Wednesday. We've got a great show for you. We're gonna start with something that nobody in the media. In fact, let me give you the actual tweet on Ilhan Omar. What's amazing is the media is burying Tara Reid. They're burying Joe Biden. They're burying all of these stories. But nothing like what they're doing with Ilhan Omar. There is an exclusive story now on Blaze, the Blaze.com, that you have to read about the felonies that are all verified now on Ilhan Omar. Does anyone besides the Blaze have the courage to actually do anything about it? We go there with the author and the guy who's been researching this for now a couple of years. In 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Warning, do not screw this up. Mother's Day is coming up. You need to get a good present. This is different than other Mother's Days. This is one where you might not be seeing your mom. It might be one where the stress level is high. You need to do something good for Mother's Day this year. One of the things, and I can vouch for this one myself because I've already done this for my mom, which is Genucel with Chamonix. Chamonix has been, you know, the best skincare products. They've been around for a very long time. And this is a great gift. You know, like you're in the middle of a quarantine. You want to feel better about yourself. You want to have, you want to improve the way you look or improve your skin. Genucel is great. You get the classic Genucel for bags, puffiness, and jawline treatment at a discount never offered before. And as a surprise Mother's Day gift, Genucel will double your order for free. While they're at it, they're going to include the Genucel immediate effects, also free. Look, you're staying at home. You're dealing with all this nonsense. Make sure you don't screw up Mother's Day. That is, look, she can look good on her Zoom calls. Whatever she wants to do. Speaking of guaranteed, because they've got guaranteed satisfaction, you also have your guaranteed or your money back, so you've got nothing to risk. Order the Genucel Mother's Day special now and get double your order for free. Genucel.com or call now 800-577-8709. Take care of it today. Make your mom's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day from Chamonix. Get your double order free now at Genucel.com. It's Genucel.com.
Ilhan Omar.
So Ilhan Omar is in the news. She has introduced legislation to cancel rent and mortgage payments during the pandemic. But she's also in the news for paying her husband's firm $1 million by the end of the year. The husband is a completely different story. This is her now third marriage, I believe. And that brings us to our Ilhan Omar update. David Steinberg called me a few months ago and said that he had some disturbing encounters that he was worried about. And I said, you know, best place to be is in the spotlight with all of this. So he's doubled down and started writing pieces for The Blaze that we're publishing. The first one has already come out on The Blaze. His tweet is, if the media bearing news on Tara Reid, FISA footnotes, Mike Flynn is Orwellian, then they're in Mel Brooks territory with Ilhan Omar. The latest on her felony spree is hard to ignore, but they do. You can read this story now on The Blaze. He says she's committed a felony and it's provable three times. We have David on with us now to take us through the first part of the story. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing well, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear that you're healthy and that you are you're not flinching or shying away from the truth on this Ilhan Omar, although you must feel completely alone, David.
Well, I wouldn't say that because the reach on Twitter has been fantastic. Within the local Minnesota community of Somali voters, just if you visit, you know, local Facebook sites, local message boards, I'm also getting tremendous support there. It's
from the
really
Somali community.
Yes, yes. Now, it's well, as you know, one person did actually come forward, and he gave his name, the person who was the original source on this 4 years ago. And he does also run a pretty popular Facebook site, message board. He does some videos. And I'm getting wonderful support over there in public. Privately, I also have plenty of support, and I'm talking with others within the community there. It just, you really nailed it by comparing this to how the media is tap dancing around the Joe Biden evidence at this point. If that seems like a farce to you, the Biden evidence, I mean, is not enough to get a warrant. Look at Ilhan Omar, and look, it's like everybody on Earth has figured this out, except the entire journalism profession. Is there anybody left
and,
who does not understand this?
And you lay out the case in this in part one. You lay out the case of her marriage fraud that you say is now verified and provable, that she was married to her brother for a while, and it was all for money and power and to be able to get him to go to college, et cetera, et cetera. Lay the case out and tell me the new parts where it's verified.
Sure. Well, the evidence is verified. We have dozens and dozens of pieces of evidence that all point in one direction. We have zero pieces of evidence that point in the other direction, or zero pieces of evidence actually defend her side of the story, the little bit that she's given to us. And the chances that all of this can be explained away by something rational, I can't come up with another explanation at this point. It certainly seems that from 2009 until 2017, Ilhan Omar married her brother, either her genetic brother or her legal sibling, to bring him to the United States for immigration fraud. They immediately enrolled in a college. It appears they illegally applied for student loan. So now we've got student loan fraud, immigration fraud, marriage fraud. We've got perhaps 8 years of tax fraud. I've got, just for starters, during the divorce, I have a file she submitted to the court. It's a 9-question form. It appears she committed perjury with 8 of her answers out of the 9. We're up to about 150 years of prison and dozens of felonies here. And we're just scratching the surface, honestly, because I don't know how many times she's illegally signed her name to her documents. As her husband, this is really, it's hard to imagine the entire journalism profession is ignoring the worst string of felonies committed by a congressperson in U.S. history, but they are. And it's beyond a farce at this point. It's just been 4 years of this, and not a peep.
So why isn't the federal government doing anything about it? I mean, these are federal crimes. Where do we stand with the DOJ? Is there any interest in this? How's this possible, David?
Sure. Well, yeah, I did discuss that earlier at the Blaze in January. Now, I would say whatever had been going on that was stalling this with law enforcement, the situation has changed. I have been in direct contact with the FBI on this. I can tell you for a fact that the FBI, the Department of Education Inspector General, and ICE has taken a look at this. I do know there's been some progress. I do know of some movements within the state. And locally, there is law enforcement movement on this. So I'm no longer criticizing their behavior. Whatever took so long for anything to get started, it certainly seems to be following the rule of law now. It certainly seems that there are people involved now who who see this as an issue of a two-tier justice system. So that's been very heartening. And, you know, she is now approaching her third election since this story came up. Third election.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And this was open and shut back in the first week of August 2016. And this is still carrying on.
So do you expect anything to dislodge and move forward before the next election for her?
I'm extremely optimistic and hopeful. I don't want to get out over my skis, but I do feel the next thing we're going to hear about. Frankly, I'm not entirely sure she's going to be her party's nominee by the time the primary rolls around. They do have. She has three viable opponents just within the Democratic Party. There are viable opponents on the Republican side as well. There is going to be an endorsement convention for the Democrats to see on the ballot if it says, you know, there'll be the four candidates and it would say Ilhan Omar, the Democratic candidate. I don't think she's going to get the endorsement this time. And that's coming from sources within her local Democratic Party. I think she's already does not have the delegates to make that happen.
Okay, so now wait, is that happening because they are not for her, or she's just not effective now and they'll just find somebody else corrupt to do it?
Right. This isn't exactly something to be excited about because these delegate processes and endorsement processes are corrupt to the core. But
right.
Just from poking around, I really do think she's lost the local support. I absolutely think she's lost national support. I do think nationally there is a favorite candidate on the Democratic side. And she does have also a viable progressive Muslim female opponent who is also gaining popularity.
You know, David, this is what's so frustrating about this is criminal. And if they don't press charges, they will just replace her there with somebody else or elsewhere. We have got to hold these people accountable. Just when they get caught and then they, you know, don't get reelected, that's not enough. It's not enough. There are real crimes that are happening here. And if you did what she did, if I did what she did, I'd go to jail. Well, she should go to jail.
Another point I want to make is, and again, I'm hopefully going to be publishing more of this at The Blaze in the next few weeks, but this incredible streak of felonies committed, the worst in congressional U.S. history, I'm only talking there about 2009 to 2017. Since that time, I'll say since she was elected in 2016, it might be worse since she's been elected. I'll just put it that way. And a lot of the documents.
Are you going to?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. A lot of the documents.
Well, yeah, a lot of the documents that would need to be accessed. Are not legally available to me. They would require warrants. But I certainly believe I have enough information now to show that she's been up to some activities since being elected that would overshadow even this 8-year marriage of dozens of felonies.
Does it involve her new husband?
No.
Don't answer if it's going to. No. Okay.
No.
What's sickening is what she's doing with her husband is legal, as far as I can tell, which is sick, is truly sick.
Correct. What's going on with the husband right now is legal, and in the least, one of the problems is it's not going to be investigated because the Federal Election Commission board that would investigate it is not currently staffed to the point that they can open a case. So that's one issue there. I'm not even discussing that. Go ahead.
David,
yeah, I just
really let me.
Like we are discussing someone who. This is a level of criminality that appears to be unprecedented. And
may I ask
over here? Go ahead.
May I ask, you called, and I don't want to get into any details, but you called maybe 2 months ago, and you were asking me for some personal advice, you were dealing with something that was pretty scary. Have you made progress on that, and are you going to reveal any of that in any upcoming
stories? Yes, there has been. That I am hoping to publish at The Blaze in the next week or two. I have done some more digging into the person associated with her campaign who was issuing threats. I'm not the only person who's been threatened, and this isn't the only time. So there's certainly a matter of her staffing issues that have gone under the radar as well.
Okay.
The person you're referring to actually was convicted in 2017 of a triple stabbing in Ohio.
Yeah.
And while he was out on bail for the entire 2016 campaign, the event took place in 2015. Ilhan had him hired, and he worked for her and was a key figure for her entire campaign in 2016 while he was out on bail in a different state for a triple stabbing.
And nobody cared. All right, David, make sure you get on the day you're ready to release the next one. Let's cover it on this program. I thank you for your hard work and all of the other journalists that are involved that have kind of partnered with you and have brought other pieces of the story together. It's heroic work. What you have done, and hopefully it is about to pay off, and we get rid of a very, very bad person. To me, the payoff will be jail time, not her just not being in office. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, David. If you want to read that story, you can find it at The Blaze, The Case Against Ilhan Omar, Part 1. Just search for that. You can read it. Do not miss any of this series. Now, Blaze exclusives. All right.
All right. Well, there we go. Our number is 888-727-BECK.
But
Glenn, you had a bit of a cutout. I don't know if you're available at the moment.
Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now. You're back clear.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You're
can
clear
you hear
now.
Me? Yes. Can you hear me?
I cannot hear
Hello?
Us.
Hello? Okay, good. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Let me tell you a little bit about Norton Security. Norton 360 has the service that we've all grown to trust, you know, when it comes to our computer security and viruses and everything else. It's Norton. You know that. Norton now has 360, which covers pretty much everything. Password manager. It has a really powerful VPN with bank-grade encryption. By the way, you know, it's more... Most people are not as paranoid as I am. I don't want Google following and collecting data on every website I go to, et cetera, et cetera. So I use VPN, but I don't know, most people use it for, I don't know, being able to access Netflix in other countries. In case you've gone through all the Netflix in this country, you can say I'm in England and it will open up your Netflix in England. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Anyway, powerful VPN with bank-grade encryption, so you can keep things like logins and passwords more secure and private when you're on Wi-Fi. No one can prevent all cybercrime, but Norton 360, powerful ally for your cyber safety. Get 50% off your first year now with an annual subscription at norton.com/beck. That's norton.com/beck. Terms and conditions do apply. 10 seconds, station ID. Yes, put your hands together for climate change. The UN chief now has come out and said we need to use this pandemic to all get back to our church. Oh, yes, the church of the environment. He said, quote, We need to use this pandemic to rebuild our world for the better. It's according to the New York Times. Rebuild our world for the better. Let me think. What did I say was coming? Reshape the world closer to our heart's desire. That's the Fabian socialist model. I told you this was coming. They are using that. You know, the amazing thing is, if the rest of the country is looking at food shortages and meat, when they go in the next couple of weeks and there's meat shortages at their supermarket, they're going to be surprised. The great thing is, if you listen to this show or you watch any of my specials, you're not surprised. You weren't surprised about Joe Biden being in trouble in the Ukraine. You weren't surprised by China. You're not surprised that this has a low mortality rate on the coronavirus. We told you that. The thing to worry about was two things: the depression and what the government would do. You're there. You're there. You're not surprised. Thank you for listening to this program. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how the UN wants to rebuild our world for the better. And those members of Congress and progressive left are right there with them. It must not happen. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's broadcast.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, NetSuite. Look, right now, there is no time better to do business with Oracle and NetSuite. You have to be right. There's no margin for error in business right now. One mistake can take you off track and you lose your business. If you have a $3 million business and you'd like it, I used to say, if you'd like to take it to a $10 million business, if you'd like it to stay at a $3 million business until you can take it to a $10 million business, the world's number one cloud-based business system is from Oracle. It's called NetSuite. With NetSuite, you're going to get all of the financials, the cash flow, the payroll, the inventory, all of it in one place. You will have visibility on absolutely every facet of your business. You have to have that now. Please. Receive your free guide, Managing Business Uncertainty, and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Beck. Just at least look into this while you're at home or worried about your business. netsuite.com/Beck. Do it now. netsuite.com/Beck. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. We have little Easter eggs that are hidden in my studio. This is my art studio at home. If you're watching us on Blaze TV, and just one of the little benefits of watching us is I try to hide an Easter egg, something historic on my set or in my background every day. If you find it and you're the first one to tweet about it, at hashtag Glenn's Studio, you will win a signed copy of my brand new book, Arguing with Socialists. That's available everywhere right now. Really great book. So do we have a winner yet, Stu?
Yes. Well, I think so. It looks like there's tons and tons of guesses. Some of them may not have heard the show yesterday because they're guessing some similar things. Yeah. The blue bottle behind you, which is, I think, a lamp.
That's a lamp. That's a lamp. It's not a blue. It's just a lamp.
It looks like a blue bottle on the screen. I defend the listeners on this. I don't know why you hate them.
All right, yeah.
The red phone is another one.
Now, that's the Fox red phone that, yes, it was on the set, but that's there every day. That's its home.
The Abe Lincoln painting on the floor.
None of the paintings. This is my art studio, so none of the paintings. They might move around because I'm working on all of them, but
yeah,
they don't count.
I think it's a good idea to get annoyed at the listeners for not understanding your maze of rules you've created for this contest.
I'm just trying to give away a book. That's all I'm trying to do. No good deed goes unpunished.
No, absolutely not.
Look, here's the thing. It will always be a historic item. Okay, so it'll always be a historic item.
Okay, so here we go. I'm just going to run through some of the guesses. Coffee teacup next to lamp, which looks like more maybe like a speaker or some sort.
That's uh, That's a, what is that? Not a Google thing.
The voice activated device.
Yeah.
You have looks like a coffee cup or candle next to the lamp, which I believe is the same thing.
It's always there. It's candle. Yep.
Cup next to bottle lamp. Mug on Glenn's shoulder. It's a cup.
Candle. No, it's a candle.
A chamber pot next to the lamp. Small white cup by lamp.
Yeah, no, it's not the... No.
red telephone? There's another red telephone guess.
No, okay. It's not the red telephone.
How about this? Is it the propped up document?
Yes, I think. What is it? Does it say any more than that?
It doesn't. That's all it says. Do you think that counts? I mean, because that
I think that counts because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. But it was...
You would not know what it is, but it was propped up next to the mug, which isn't a mug... And the chamber pot, which is not a chamber pot, or the bottle, which is a lamp. There was a propped up document. And here it is. This is really, really cool. From the archives. These are two tickets to the presidential box for the inauguration in 1981 for the inauguration of Ronald Reagan. And you will see in the presidential box, it was for seat one and seat two, which I think is incredible. I'd love to go back and see who those belonged to. Then this was the propped up document in front of it, and I'm showing it on TV. It's inscribed, and I'll tell you about that in a second, but it just says, I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, so help me God. It's then signed Ronald Reagan. He made marks so he could see to make sure he got everything right. And it's inscribed to Nancy, who brightens the corner where we are. Not Nancy Reagan, a very important member of his staff that he made this out to. So that is the actual oath that Ronald Reagan took and was with him while he took the oath of office. I think that is, that's one of my favorite documents that we have.
Really
okay,
cool.
So whoever that was, you get a signed copy of Arguing with Socialists. Now, let's give a quick Joe Biden update. Joe Biden, of course, trying very hard to stay awake and not to have economic intercourse anymore. but he's well, getting it.
At least unwanted economic intercourse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. He's still sniffing Angela Merkel's hair.
Yeah.
But there's no... There we go. Okay. One of the hopefuls for his vice president is Stacey Abrams. And she says she thinks that Tara Reid's allegations have been heard. Yes, she does believe that that Tara Reid deserves to be heard, but it's already happened. We heard her, okay? And the New York Times found no pattern of sexual misconduct by Joe Biden. So we got Stacey Abrams out there saying there's no... we got that one.
Has there ever been a candidate who has more openly run for vice president than...
Nope.
Than
Stacey
Abrams?
Not that I've ever seen.
I've never seen anything like it. She's just legitimately running for the office and campaigning for it publicly.
How are you going to do it? Seriously, how are you going to say no to her? Because she is positioning herself as, you're going to pick me. You're going to pick me.
It's going to be
and
very
she's
difficult.
Completely unqualified.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to do, at least unless he picks another person of color who happens to be a woman, which he's already committed to doing that for the Supreme Court. He's already committed that his plan for the Supreme Court is to pick based on skin color and genitals. So I don't know if he's only committed to doing the genital part of it for the vice president. But if he picks Amy Klobuchar, I think he's going to get a lot of pushback. But how in this moment with COVID-19, with a guy who's 145 years old as your nominee, how can you pick someone who has no experience and the only thing people know her for is losing an election she claims she won? That is a terrible idea. And I know none of us want Joe Biden to be president. But what this is the most,
I believe he won't be.
I think it's the most consequential vice presidential pick in history. Like, I don't think there's another one. I mean, maybe I'm missing one from deep history, but at least in recent history, you have a person who it's likely they are not going to be able to do this job for the entire time. He doesn't seem like he can do it now.
The last time the Democrats were faced with this very problem, do you know when it was? And they jettisoned the vice presidential nominee because the insiders knew, and they put someone else in.
I mean, whenever you bring up something like this, I just say Woodrow Wilson, but I don't know.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's later than that. It's later than that. FDR, Harry Truman. Harry Truman was a replacement at the last minute for, I don't remember the name of the vice president at the time, but he was not a good guy. And the Democrats were like, we cannot have him in, we can't have him in office. And FDR, have you seen him? He's not looking good. And so on the fourth term election, they switched and put Harry Truman in. And thank God they did.
Wallace. Henry Wallace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Henry Wallace. And I don't remember what the problem. I seem to remember very anti-Semitic or something. I can't remember what the problem was with him, but he was not a good guy. May have even been like close to a communist. Now communists are like, you're not far enough left for the Democrats. But
Marx himself would be thrown out of the party at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're not Joseph Stalin, you are haven't gone far enough.
Friedrich Engels is like, come on, I can't even come to the meetings. I don't understand.
Yeah. I co-wrote it. Yeah, but you didn't write it by yourself, did you? Friedrich. Why isn't it Froedrich? Let me get into one other thing. Pat Sajak has come out and he said, I hope you understand how difficult the situation is for us celebrities. Instead of being pampered and flattered by everyone, we are forced to sit in our homes like regular people. Please don't forget about us. Any kind words of support would be appreciated. no one was recognizing me when I went out wearing a face mask. Had to resort to carrying an 8x10 glossy of myself. Celebrityhood can be challenging.
Oh, gosh, it's so nice to hear someone who's actually self-aware. Oh, my gosh, it's so nice to hear.
Isn't it? I mean, you know, I've been thinking about this quarantine thing, and so many of us have nothing to complain about. We're in decent marriages. I happen to be in a great marriage, except for the teenagers. And but they eventually leave, don't they? I'm in a great marriage. I love my family. I love my kids. My kids are quarantined next door. My older kids are right next door to me. I live in a nice house. I have a great job. So many of us are in that kind of a situation that, yeah, we have some problems. We have some relatives we're worried about. We're distanced from them, yada, yada. We're worried about our jobs because we don't know what the economy. But we're not in a situation where we're married to a spouse that is abusive, or living with a boyfriend or girlfriend that is abusive and no escape. Our children are safe for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, these people who are complaining, it really, shut up. Do you have your job? Did you might be scraping by, which is really stressful. But think of the people that have no money. And there's a lot of them that have no money. Yeah. They've already skipped their rent or their mortgage. They don't know how they're going to buy food. They haven't been able to even talk to the people in the unemployment office yet to be able to file for unemployment because the system doesn't work. But yeah, let's give the government more responsibility and more control over our lives. I digress. Think of all of the people that are truly suffering, and we're complaining about what?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, there are tons and tons of people in America struggling in big ways right now. I mean, we already talked about the 26 million people unemployed. We had a major economic indicator come out and show it was more damaging than they thought it was going to be yet again today. This is the after effects of this thing are going to last a generation, and it's really going to be really bad for a lot of people. Because it's my life now, apparently. I was trading emails with a doctor who authored this study in China, you may have seen, that talked about how a lot of the transmission in China initially came within homes. And that was the way it was worded. It was an in-home transmission. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to understand how much of the transmission occurred when, if it were social distancing type of things, you know, included in that, or was it like open and people were just coming over to the house and the transmissions were happening in the house? Do you understand the distinction there? I don't know if explaining it exactly right, but I was trying to figure that out. So I was going back and forth on the wording of what he was talking about, because he was talking about family members and family relatives. Which one counts? Like, if an uncle lives in the house, would that be someone who lives there and would normally be there under social distancing circumstances or a stay-at-home order? Mm-hmm. Or, like, if a daughter lived in an apartment outside of the house and then came over to visit, which would not be included, you know, and so I was trying to put all that out. And as I was going through it, I noticed one thing in the study, which I think it's 400, let's say it's 400 people, 400 cases they talked about. 399 of them were apartments. One was a villa. Okay.
Wow.
And I was, as I was going, a villa. As I was going through the research behind it, the average Chinese person, and this is over the entire area, averages about 300 square feet per person. We're averaging four times that per person in the United States, almost four times that. And we don't get a sense as to, like, we talk about, you know, New York City being densely populated, and it is. But when we say, oh, it's happening at home, their quote unquote home has no relevance to what we're calling home here. Right. No. You can't even tell that they're the same thing. In most cases, we have new houses in this country that are coming in at 26 and 2700 square feet, oftentimes with one or with two, maybe three people living in them. And it is a totally different world. And you realize this as you go through these situations. These celebrities, who, especially the ones who are on Instagram, who are constantly posting pictures of their beautiful houses because that's their gig, they just look awful in these moments, because people, I don't think people are jealous, especially in this audience. They're not jealous. If you earn something, you earned it. But it's so hard to understand what other people are going through if you're this, you know, some wealthy Instagram model who poses by the beach every day. What do you do with your life?
Yeah, and you're clueless, that you're not taking the time to think about it. There's lots of people that could live in a big house, and I mean, I do, and I think about people that have nothing all the time and we're trying to do things to help. It's the people that are, oh, this is so horrible, I can't imagine. What? Are you kidding me? Mm. We are unbelievably blessed for the most part. Most Americans are, but those who are celebrities, and I include myself in that, shut up about your struggle. All right, let me talk to you a little bit about, well, except for my teenagers, I'm going to rant about that. And school. I mean, I barely have the dad thing down. Now I have to be a teacher, too. It's not right. Anyway, let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you are looking for, if you're looking for something, you're not going to be able to go out and buy it on, you know, Mother's Day or the day before. You're not going to be like, I'll be right back. There's not going to be, what are you going to do? Get her a gas card for Mother's Day? You got a plan. And this year you have to order a little earlier because everything is contactless now. So it's going to take a little extra time. 1-800-Flowers has the flowers that you need or anything else. Just check out their website. Anything. Right now you can get 24 multicolored roses for 20% off the original price, $39.99. Make mom, let her know how much you love her and appreciate her and that you are thinking about her. You know, it's not just all about Netflix. The offer ends today, so hurry and lock your order today. Deliveries are contactless and time is running out. Order 24 multicolored roses for $39.99. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter the promo code Beck. It's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Beck. Offer ends today. 1-800-Flowers.com, code Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello and welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. We've got a great hour coming up for you, the final hour of the Glenn Beck Program. We're going to be talking a little bit about the YouTube fascism that is happening right now. We have an update on Chris Cuomo and the madness that is surrounding him. Also talking about UFOs. So we cover the whole gamut and good news about vaccines coming up in just a minute on the Glenn Beck Program.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
During this time of change, we want you to know that ZipRecruiter's focus hasn't changed. They're still doing what they've always done, helping people find work and helping businesses find the right people for open roles. If you're looking for a job, ZipRecruiter is working with you to find that right job faster. They're dedicated to helping you get hired, from caretaking to delivering food and goods to building medical facilities, supplying protective equipment, and so much more. And if you're actively hiring, ZipRecruiter will invite candidates to apply to your most urgent roles, making it faster and easier to reach the people you need. So it's more important now, more than ever, to stay connected online. And by connecting people who need jobs and companies that need people, ZipRecruiter is working with all of us to keep moving forward. America, we're in this together, so let's get to work together. ZipRecruiter.com/work together. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work together. Hey, Omaha Steaks knows that we're all trapped in the house and we're not wanting to go shopping. Here's the thing. Omaha Steaks has a limited time stock up sale available to help your family stock up on the food that you really, really love. There's a variety of ready to ship stock up boxes available right now. And if you go to the search bar and enter the promo code Beck, you'll save more than 50% on your order. Plus get free shipping on orders of $69 or more. You'll get the world famous Omaha Steaks, naturally aged to tenderness and trimmed to perfection. Premium poultry and pork cut by Omaha Steaks butchers and individually sealed for freshness and flavor. Easy to make side dishes. There's stuff for your slow cooker or your oven. Skillet meals ready in 15 minutes. Artisan desserts, all kinds of stuff. Stock up boxes are ready to ship right now, so save big. Plus, shipments of $69 or more get free shipping. Never been a better time to stock up on Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% or more and get free shipping on orders of $69 or more at omahasteaks.com. YouTube, Facebook, all of them completely out of control. The media now is being held up by these guys as authoritative sources. It's bullcrap, you know it, and people are just not trusting the people of America. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I would trust my neighbor. I don't even know how they vote. I would trust my neighbor over any clown in the media any day of the week and twice on Sunday. I would trust my neighborhood group to be able to figure things out in the world much faster than any of the clowns in Washington, D.C. I'm just sick of it.
The bias is on hyperactive mode right now. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. The Reid,
never.
The Tara Reid thing is a huge part of that. There's just so many stories, though, that are coming out with this sort of idea where I can't believe that. I mean, the Chris Cuomo thing is a perfect example. The fact that this guy's breaking quarantine, having confrontations with COVID-19 and no mask in public, CNN doesn't acknowledge it. He fakes coming out of quarantine for the first time. CNN doesn't acknowledge it. It's remarkable. It's remarkable.
And yet he's a trusted source for YouTube and we're not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And YouTube and Google, they have finally crossed the Rubicon. They are no longer with the people. I haven't been there for a long time, but... I am so sick of these people who just think that they know everything and you're a dummy. I would trust the American people much faster than any of these people in their ivory towers, any of these clowns in media. YouTube has officially crossed the Rubicon. They are done. YouTube was a company that was designed so you had a voice, right? Everyone's voice could be heard. Well, now, no. You can't just espouse this. I'm quoting, espouse your opinions in your basement and expect to be heard. That's YouTube. What the hell were you? The first YouTube video was one of your creators that said, look, it's an elephant. And what's interesting about elephants is they have long noses. What the hell is that besides a dumb look at what somebody, you know, thinks might be entertaining, I guess? Yeah, he wasn't in his basement, but that was his opinion about elephants. That's what you started with. I'm sick of it. Who will stand up for the average American? I don't care how they vote. I trust them much more than I trust any of these clowns that are in charge, and certainly those in the media. We start there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Man, I'm so sick of this authoritative truth. What the hell is that? All right, let me tell you about Rough Greens. Rough Greens, you don't want to listen to me. I'm just in my art studio at my house espousing opinions. What do I know? Well, let me tell you about Rough Greens. I couldn't get my dog to eat. My dog would never gain any weight. The vet would say to us all the time, he's got to eat. We're like, we know, we feed him by hand. He won't eat. If he starts to eat and one of us moves, literally, he stopped. And he just stared at us. Oh, geez. We tried everything. We tried a billion different dog foods. Well, we finally found Rough Greens. It's not a dog food. It's a supplement that you put on the dog food. Well, we immediately brought it to the vet because my wife was like, we can't put that. So we went to the authoritative source and we asked the vet, and she said, let me look at the bag. She looked at it and she's like, absolutely, this stuff is great. It has probiotics and everything else the dog needs. Well, not only does he like his food and eat, he has changed. I was petting him just the other day. I've never felt his hair so soft. Never. I mean, he is up and at him at the crack of dawn. He is running the fence line. He's a different dog. And it's all because of Rough Greens, R-U-F-F Greens. 14-day jumpstart challenge right now for $14.95. See the difference in your dog in 14 days or less. It's roughgreens.com/Beck. RUFFGreens.com/Beck. Or you can call them at 833-GLENN, G-L-E-N-N, 33. That's 833-GLENN-33 or roughgreens.com/Beck. So the chief product officer of YouTube, the platform that was created to let anyone with a camera in their home have a voice. The thing that really changed and transformed and empowered people for the first time. Well, they didn't mean to empower, you know, people, just the right people. They now said that YouTubers who share their opinion on the news cannot provide context. And this is why they need to be suppressed and censored when it comes to newsworthy topics. Are you kidding me?
Mohan, who is much smarter than you are and can provide context for everything, made the comments during an interview with Protocol's editor-at-large David Pierce when he was asked whether health authorities changing their advice about the coronavirus, such as the way they change their recommendations around masks, is causing YouTube to maybe be slightly behind when it comes to moderating content. Well, Mohan said the changing guidance on masks reflects the actual underlying information that is changing in a fundamental way really, really rapidly.
So he went on to say, as opposed to, you know, somebody espousing their opinions about a mask, you know, in their basement, you know, this is coming from an authoritative channel, a news source, a medical professional. And that's the case when we think there's going to be some context that's provided around the question of masks. Even if that guidance changes, it will be reflected in sort of how an authoritative voice or channel talks about it. Well, then explain why you took the two ER doctors off and banned them. because they weren't authoritative. They're in the ER. They have treated 5,000 patients and administered 5,000 tests. Mo, have you done that? Has anyone in Google done that? Has anyone in CNN done that? No, no, no. You had to smear them. 5 million views, and they were finally taken down. Now Facebook is banning users for saying that they're proud to be English. Okay, well, normally I understand that. I mean, look at their teeth. They're proud to be English. It was on St. George's Day. That's the patron saint of England. That's St. George's Day. I don't know. It's like St. Patrick's Day for Ireland. And so people were proud to be English on St. George's Day. They'd be like, proud to be an American on July 4th. Oh, that's crazy. So they barred anyone who was proud to be English from posting. And anyone who shared the image of a St. George's cross with a white lion on a red field, you know, a banner associated with Anglo-Saxons, there's the problem. They received messages informing them that they had been subject to various bans and suspensions because they had posted content which goes against our community standards on dangerous individuals and organizations. Oh, the Anglo-Saxons? What, St. George? Was he going to come charging you on his horse in his armor? What the hell is wrong with people? I am so sick. Trust people. That's the whole concept of America. Trust people. That's the whole concept of the internet. That's the whole concept of YouTube. Trust people. People will make interesting content. People will say interesting things. You may not like it. You may not agree with it. It may be wrong. But you're not a platform. You are now a propaganda arm for authoritative sources. So what are those authoritative sources that are not broadcasting from their basements? Of course, Chris Cuomo is an authoritative source at CNN. He can provide context from his basement for the last 3 months or 3 weeks. My gosh.
And Cuomo is particularly irritating because here's a guy who comes out and is preaching to everybody else how you have to follow the science. You have to be you know, in touch with the science all the time. He did a big monologue about Trump's disinfectant press conference the other day.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Who actually thinks that Donald Trump was encouraging people to inject Clorox or Pine Sol? And by the way, it was Pine Sol. It wasn't Clorox. So somebody didn't get the idea. They decided to riff on that. You know, I don't know. Clorox, that probably is bad. But Pine Sol smells like a tree, so it must be good.
It's from nature. Oh, it smells like trees. So just to give you a sense of what Cuomo's coverage is like, here is a clip from his show the other day.
Take two shots of Windex, swallow this light bulb, and call me in the morning. Come on, man.
From his basement.
Come on.
Come
man.
On, man. Come yeah. on.
So, come on, man. I'm Joe Biden. Come on, man. I thought you liked me.
I know. It's just, he's so irritating. But again, just mocking Trump. And look, you know, you're not going to go to Donald Trump for health advice. He's the only person that goes to McDonald's more than me and you. Like, there's no one's going to Trump for health advice. However, if you had someone who was telling you that they should be the one to guide you for what you put in your body, that person should definitely be responsible for what they're saying about health.
Right, like an authoritative source, like somebody like Chris Cuomo, who's mocking the president on, you know, putting some Lysol into your body, which is completely not what he said, but he's an authoritative source. So what is he recommending, Stu? What kind of things makes him an authority?
Well, to understand that, you need to go to his wife and her magazine. It's called Purist Magazine. She runs this as her business. Ooh. And it's basically like
that.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop, if you think Goop is too much for the peasants. Like, if you're you need it's an elitist version of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. So like the marble egg that you're supposed to insert inside of your vagina is like not marble. It's gold. Yeah. Who would put marble in there?
Exactly.
It's got to be gold. Right. Okay. I got it. Okay.
It's like, and also if you think Goop has sold out to the medical establishment, you need to go to Purist Magazine right now. You're going to love it. So I'm going through this, and so she's writing on the blog all these things that she's doing, and some of this got some press, that she was advocating for people to take baths with bleach. Now, she's very clear, it's only a half a cup per 80 gallons, which is a big bathtub.
The
peasant bathtub is only, you know, the average bathtub I think is 30 gallons for what you actually use, but she wants 80 gallons of water and some of this, and she goes through all of these like home cures and natural type stuff. So I'm looking into this, and she starts talking about, when she gets criticized, she mentions, well, this was all done at the direction of my doctor. And the doctor is Dr. Linda Lancaster. Now, okay, it's a doctor. Like, if a doctor is telling you to do something a little bit out there, okay. Well, she's a naturopathic doctor. And these doctors are recognized by almost half of the states in the United States as doctors. Not including New York, where she was getting the treatment. So she's not licensed there. But she, about half the states, this is recognized as a thing. Now, look. Mm-hmm. I don't have, whatever. You could do whatever you want. If you want to try, baths, that's all. It's all on you. But you can't be the guy who is telling us we have to stay close to the science when this is your world. And it's not just his wife's magazine. It is legitimately the way he treated COVID-19. And they call it treatments throughout the blog. At times they say, well, there's no treatments. This is why I treated it this way. Here are the treatments. Things like, you know, cayenne pepper and ginger and olive leaf.
Oh, my gosh.
And all sorts of, you know, these sort of nice feel-good things. Now, Dr. Linda Lancaster, she, as you may know, Glenn, is the founder of the Light Harmonics Institute.
Oh, the Light Harmonics.
Yes.
I love that institute. That's my favorite. No, I'm thinking of the Light Harmonica Institute, which teaches you to play harmonicas with crystals and light refraction. But that's a different story.
And quietly. You play the harmonica lightly there. Here is Dr. Linda Lancaster describing how we recover from illness. I'm going to give you a hint. It's not medication.
The body has an innate ability to heal itself. We were born vital force that knows how to heal us. What interferes or what causes illness?
It's a good question. What causes illness? Now, you might say a virus.
That would be somebody with an opinion in the basement. That's not authoritative. We're going to get to her authoritative answer on what causes illness in just a second. Again, this is Chris Cuomo's doctor. And Chris Cuomo, of course, is an authoritative source. Us? No. Him? Yes. Coming up in 1 minute. Stand by. All right, I want to talk to you about Hustler Turf, an amazing, amazing lawnmower. You're going to save so much time if you have, if you have an acre or more. How long does it take you to mow the lawn? If you have a zero turn lawnmower, you are going to save so much time. Literally, you'll save hours. Depending on the size of your lawn, you will save hours on Saturday. This is the last lawnmower that you will ever need. Honestly, if I would have had this as a kid, my dad would have never had to say, go out and mow the lawn. This is great. It's really fun. We're white trash. I have given the grandkids rides on the lawnmower. Damn right. Yeah. Oh, two trailer park for you? Fine. Anyway, they probably don't recommend you do that, but they're fast, they are maneuverable, they'll cut your mowing time in half, and the last lawnmower you will ever buy is a Hustler. Find it now at HustlerTurf.com. HustlerTurf.com. American company. You know, they use some foreign parts to make it, but it's all engineered design and built here in America. It is a great lawnmower. Just use my name, Beck, in the right-hand corner. Click on the radio offer button. They'll talk to you about, you know, an extra year of warranty, but these things are built to last, honestly, last mower you will ever buy. HustlerTurf.com. Click on the radio button and enter Beck for the additional year warranty on that. HustlerTurf.com. 10 seconds, station ID. Oh, yeah.
From west of the Rockies.
Yes. There might be stranger things. But what could be stranger than Chris Cuomo? I don't think so. Well, his doctor.
His doctor.
His doctor. She is. She's about to explain to us now how we get sick. What causes illness? Here she is.
For me, it's been evaluating the electromagnetic energy of the cells to see whether they're in a coherent flow.
That was my next guess. I actually was going to say that next. And after
yeah,
virus.
I said bats. I said bat poop. But the next answer is the electromagnetic field around each of our cells.
Yeah.
So, I was close.
So close. This is, again, Chris Cuomo's doctor who's criticizing over and over again Donald Trump because he's not, quote, on the same page with science. End quote. Let's see how his treatment went with COVID-19 from this doctor. Here is another.
His doctor.
His doctor. Here's another explanation.
Each cell in our body has a positive and a negative flow. And the balance of the positive and negative is the integrity of each cell. This flow of energy is etheric energy, because ether is in all of space.
Ether is in all of space.
So
in all of space. I don't think she's right about the ether thing, but I could be.
How dare you? How dare you?
I need the Stranger Things bed again. I just because I don't think you can listen to her without hearing that music.
She actually kind of come up a little bit during the, she actually just brings up music that sounds like Stranger Things at times. She also talked about this solution to flu-like viruses just last year. Listen.
Look, we always have ups and downs. This goes with the flow of being on planet Earth. There's flus, there's chemicals in the air. Walking on the streets of Manhattan, you're going to be filled with petrochemicals. So, we understand it's more important to be aware of these things so we can start to balance it. I could be in the middle of New York City, but I'll find a park that I can grab a tree, hold on to the tree to ground myself. And I do that at least.
How many times?
Whenever I can.
At least whenever I
can. Nature heals.
Nature heals. Yeah. So she's legitimately advocating hugging a tree to avoid the flu, to ground yourself.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. My mother died in 1978, but she is still in a pine tree where I'm waiting for her to come back to life because nature heals.
It does heal.
She couldn't hug it anymore, so I stapled her hands to a pine tree in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm hoping that she's going to come back to life because that's so true. The energy there I'm feeling is so true.
The energy you might be feeling there may instead be coming from another thing that's on the same page with science, the astro body.
The astro body?
Our astro body is our emotional body. It is how we relate to the world. It is our connection to the stars. We have an astro body that interpenetrates with the etheric force field of the life force of our body.
The atmosphere of the force field of our body. It's our astro body.
Right, but remember, those people who believe in the sky god, they're nuts.
That's right.
Anyway, the astro body, That's something entirely different.
Entirely different.
That connects us to the stars.
Yes. Now, look, you can go ahead and do these things all you want. You can believe them all you want. I don't, you know, it's not my thing. Whatever. The point is, you can't be Chris Cuomo and criticizing other people for not being on the same page with science when your doctor is treating your COVID-19 through an astro body. That's not a thing that can happen.
Well, now we know why he was out of the basement, at least. He was just hugging a tree. So, to ground himself. I think that makes total sense. And, you know, look, this is one reason why I no longer live in the Pacific Northwest. Because I grew up with these people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my childhood was full of that stuff. That's why I can understand liberal talk. And I'm a little more open-minded because that kind of crap was shoveled all the time in the Pacific Northwest. We were growing mushrooms on people like that all the time. They were so full of crap. Anyway, so I get it, and you can believe it. You know, I believe there is a spiritual aspect to our healing, etc., etc. But that's not an authoritative source, Chris Cuomo.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Oh, that's one of my favorite segments I think I've ever done in my life. Okay, let me talk to you a little bit about Relief Factor. And by the way, thank you to Stu on that. That comes from Stu Does the Cuomos.
Stu Does the Cuomo Teen. We wanted to put him into Cuomo Teen. Both Cuomos, please let them go away. On Stu Does America, please subscribe on YouTube and podcast.
Okay, listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about pain, and I don't know about your astro body. Your astro body might be out playing tennis right now, but let me talk to you about your body body. Your body body is probably saying, where is the tree? I've got to find a tree. I've just got to hug it out. Got to hug it out. You know, that's not unusual. Many of our body bodies, you know, as opposed to our astro bodies, are wanting to hug trees, and they're in so much pain. I like to cuddle mine with some Relief Factor. Definitely not a drug, but created by doctors, and none of them sound like that crazy woman. It's ReliefFactor.com. You want to get out of pain? Try it. I take it every day. ReliefFactor.com, 800-583-84.
You know, you're going to be surprised to hear that with the spending we've been doing lately and the economy collapsing, the Fed debt is up just a little bit. We'll tell you the details coming up.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. It's Wednesday tonight. Mr. Mike Rowe, we are just going to be riffing on the elites tonight. Mike Rowe is going to be talking a little bit about colleges and universities and what should be done and essential jobs and talking down to people. Another guy who trusts the American people. Can we please understand that is the whole concept of America? That we didn't have lords and ladies and dukes and duchesses, that you could actually just be some yahoo and you can change the world. No, not now. Oh my gosh, this authoritative truth stuff is driving me and authoritative sources. Oh, it's all going to be from an authoritative YouTube. The people who gave the world, the people in their underpants in the basement, a voice. You're now saying you can't expect just to have your voice be heard on YouTube if you're in your underpants in your basement. Ugh. Anyway, hello, I am your president of the authoritative, non-authoritative news. And so you can trust everything I say has not been run through an authoritative source like CNN. Anyway, by the way, may I just throw this in? I hope you are seeing these with the right perspective. You now have, because of this pandemic, you now have the corporate Google, YouTube, Facebook, now hand in hand with the corporate media and government. They will pick winners and losers. They will pick what's true and what's not. And they will boost the authoritative media. The media that we all hate is dying. Why is it dying? Because it won't change. Now it's going to get propped up with algorithms, and our voices are going to be squashed. Prager, Ben Shapiro, Dave Rubin, myself, Mark Levin, Steven Crowder, please join us at blazetv.com. Please, you are going, if you follow us on YouTube, that's great, but you are going, we have been so throttled, wrongly so, so throttled that you are probably missing half of the stuff that we are sending out. Please join us at blazetv.com. This is not going to last much longer. This is our, this is the lowest price we've ever done for the coronavirus. Once we get back going on our feet, this offer is not coming back like this. I can't imagine. $30 off for your year subscription. That makes it $70. You can do it month to month, but you won't get that kind of savings. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn and get it, but please subscribe. Now, some non-authoritative news. We have the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. I just want to do some good news. Leave you with some good news. Pfizer said Tuesday that the new coronavirus vaccine could be tested as early as next week and potential for emergency use by the fall. This is a crisis right now. A solution is desperately needed. Pfizer, let's just be frank with you, damn huge pharmaceutical company, just getting rich off the backs of people who want to live. Anyway, it looks like their vaccine testing is going well. We could be close to something usable by fall. Also, Oxford vaccine is now effective in monkeys. So we know members of the media and members of Congress will be safe from that's not right. Well, I'm non-authoritative, so it doesn't really matter. Let me give you this. Doctors are now claiming that hydroxychloroquine helps 91% of coronavirus patients. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I feel like between this and the numbers game, Stu said earlier today, I feel like I'm on a different planet. I don't understand what is going on. Nobody is talking common sense. Does hydroxychloroquine work or not? The doctors I hear from, the people that have used it, it might work on some and not everybody. Good. Let me talk to your astro body for a second. Can I talk to your astro body? Listen, hydroxychloroquine, I mean, it might work in the stars. Now your astro body understands that. More good news. Federal debt is now up $1 trillion from the last 4 weeks. Wait a minute. That's not good news. Federal debt is up $1 trillion in 4 weeks. More good news. German doctors are now posing naked online to protest protective equipment shortages. This story is from an authoritative source. This is from CNN. Why cover Joe Biden? Why cover Tara Reid? Why cover Alzheimer's? I mean, you could have Goop to do something on Alzheimer's or mental dementia with you can make it medical by talking about Biden. You could do it. No, instead, they're doing German doctors and showing pictures of these fat Germans. I mean, I don't want to see fat Germans ever. I don't even like old paintings where they're all fat and naked. I don't like to see it. Fat Germans in Speedos, fat Germans who are doctors. Don't show me any pictures of fat Germans. I don't want to see them. I'm a fat German.
You already have a picture of that, and it moves when you walk in the bathroom and start washing your hands.
I walk in, I got this magic plate of glass in my bathroom. I walk up to it, and it shows me a fat German every day. I don't need to see it. Some more good news for you. Telemedicine is on the grow, and I think telemedicine, this is why, forget about healthcare. Forget about going to a system that was designed in the 1850s by Karl Marx. It doesn't work. Here's what will work. Letting technology start to move. Telemedicine is now starting to set in to its own place now. Telemedicine, and when we have when we have actual algorithms, or not algorithms, AI, you will, I'm telling you, within 10 years, you will hear it from your doctor, who's a person, and you will say, yes, but what did AI say? I guarantee it, in 10 years, I guarantee you, you will have more respect for AI than the doctor. This is coming. Telemedicine has just taken a giant leap now because of coronavirus. But here's the good news. It's a growing option for people who cannot get into their abortion clinics. You can now abort babies yourself with a doctor online. Thank goodness for science and technology. Some other good news. Colorado man wins $1 million lottery jackpot twice on the same day. It's not good news for you. Not good news for me. And what the hell, I thought I'd throw it in. And as events are canceled all across the nation, 4th of July is being scheduled now. 11 years of fireworks-free 4th of July's at Mount Rushmore is returning this year. I'm really bummed because this is what I wanted to do for 4th of July next year. And we might do it anyway, okay? Whether South Dakota likes it or not, we just might go stand on the head of Crazy Horse and throw sparklers at people. We are going to be having, with the, quote, pomp and parade that John Adams described in 1776, having a fireworks display at Mount Rushmore once again will be an incredible spectacle for the American people to enjoy. This is coming from the governor, Kristi Noem. She thinks this is great. The federal government is going to make the display come to fruition. Oh, now, why did I have to wreck it with bad news? Why is the federal government doing that? Why the hell are we...
I mean, we can give you some good news. I've got some other good news here if you want. Just a new... Yeah, out of the economic report this morning. Something we can all...
No, that's...
Align,
no, not,
align
no,
that, with here and say it's great news.
You know, we're going to do?
We were at an 11-year low in trade deficit. See, like we have cut the trade deficit. Now, as it always does, takes an economic collapse to do so, but we did cut the trade deficit, so we can all come together and celebrate that.
You know what makes sense to me, and something that tomorrow we are going to do something on that. I want to discuss this. The one thing that makes more sense to me than anything else is how the Pentagon is now coming out and saying, yeah, they're aliens. Yeah, it looks like UFOs are real. And, you know what I mean? That would be shocking to me. Now I run to the UFO news as sanity.
And it was like the 15th story that, you know, hey, yeah, UFOs exist. It's like barely even registering for people right now.
So let me ask you this. Is this good news? I think this is good news. Boris Johnson just welcomed a baby son into his, quote, family. He's not married. He has a partner, Carrie Simons, and they just had a baby boy. And everything is healthy and it's great. And so I look at this as good news that the prime minister, who a lot of people wrongly say is a bastard, actually does have a bastard now in his family. It's the son. And the reason why I bring this up is I said this once. You know, Americans, have you ever noticed that the English throw around the C word like nothing? It's like, you're a jerk, except they use the C word. And you're like, whoa, what the...
Yeah,
can you stop with that word?
The top of the line. There's multiple C words you're not allowed to say. This is the top of the line.
Yeah, this is the big one. This is the big one that offends everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Pope, well, not this Pope, but the Pope is generally averse to all swear words. But this one, even the Antichrist would be like, geez, Britain, slow down on the C word, will you? That's really bad. Anyway, I was talking to a friend who is, you know, from the United Kingdom, and I said to him one time, I said, "You bastard," and he went like, "What? What?" That's like their C word, I think.
Mm.
over there. You call somebody a bastard, it's like the C word over there. And it's amazing because I was thinking about it after he said something to me. I thought to myself, it makes sense. You have to have an official family name. If you're not officially in that family, you couldn't do anything. So if you were born out of wedlock, didn't matter that your dad was the Duke, you got nothing. And in America, it's not like that. We don't care how grimy our bastards are. They could be president of the United States. So in a way, this is actually kind of good news wrapped in really bad news about our decaying morality. Now the prime minister is claiming his bastard child.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, wouldn't mean anything here, but I think means a lot over there. But again, I'm an authoritative, non-authoritative truth teller.
Are you in your basement?
No, I don't have a basement.
Texas, yeah.
You know, maybe that's what I tell. We live in Texas. You don't have basements in Texas. So maybe that's what I tell YouTube every time they demonetize us. I'll just say, hey, I'm not in my basement. Does that count? Thank you for that good news on the debt and everything else.
We're just uplifting everyone here today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Okay, Simply Safe. For the zombie apocalypse that, oh yes, it is coming. For the riots in the streets, for the masses of humanity that are spurred on by the leftists and of course, you know, when everybody grabs their torch because they're all socialists and they want your stuff, may I recommend a couple of things? A gun and two, Simply Safe. Now, Simply Safe is is not constitutionally protected, but I don't think they're going to take that one away from you at any time. It is when people are breaking into houses, they will, Simply Safe will send the police and they'll get there on average, 2.5 times? Faster than everyone else? 3 times faster?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot faster than any of the other options because they're reliable.
And yeah, they're not only reliable, but they also have video verification. Yeah. And so they'll actually be able to tell the police, no, we see what's going on there. U.S. News and World Report named them the best overall home security of 2020. And here's the best thing. It's inexpensive. And the daily monitoring is 50 cents a day. How much are you paying for home security? And if you don't have it, probably you don't have it because it was expensive or it was, I don't want to be in a contract or whatever. This you own and you're in control of it. No contract. SimplySafeBeck.com. Go there now. Get a free Simply Safe security camera when you sign up, when you buy your system. It's SimplySafeBeck.com. That's SimplySafeBeck.com.
Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Glenn TV. Politicians have decided who is essential and who is not, leaving millions of Americans out of work.
You want to go to work? Go take the job as an essential worker.
Glenn Beck goes one-on-one with Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe, who says all jobs are essential.
With regard to an economy, I don't think there's any such thing as a non-essential worker.
Glenn and Mike take on the out-of-touch elitist tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern at blazetv.com/Glenn.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Stu's got another way of looking at the budget deficit, trying to find the good in it. And I think he's right. I mean, we still haven't surpassed World War II. It's close, but we still haven't surpassed the debt that we owed, after World War II.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's not a big deal. Look, is it going to add $8 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years? Well, maybe, but 8 isn't a big number. Is only 8 away from 0. So it's almost like
exactly
adding nothing,
right. Right. Think of infinity. Think of a trillion.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot.
Right.
That's a big number. This is only 8.
This is only 8. And then, trillion.
Right.
But
it's only 8. Let's focus on the 8.
The good thing, though, is the 2020 estimated budget deficit is only as big as 2014, plus 2015, plus 2016, plus 2017, plus 2018, and plus 2019. But other than that, this hasn't been damaging to our economy at all. Well, and then the 26 million unemployed.
And my children say to me every day, they're like, Dad, can we be slaves? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, we haven't tried it out for a couple of hundred years. Why not? Why not give it a whirl? So this is good news.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The person in our life that has always been in your corner is mom. From guiding you through mishaps to offering advice, mom's made the ultimate investment in you. This Mother's Day, celebrate her with 1-800-Flowers.com. And right now, you can get 24 multicolored roses for $39.99. With limited delivery windows, you need to lock in your order early. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon and enter the code Beck. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Beck.